Leprechauns, Irish street songs, ghost stories, and free Celtic MP3s, a free Celtic CD, and lots more today on the Pub Songs Podcast, show number 201. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte! There's a leprechaun in my head. I wish that I were dead, for I don't think he'll ever let me be. Ah, he tempts me with his gold, and if I were e'er so bold, I'd strangle him and leave him in the street. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, you call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. Lot tee da dilly dee da, lot tee da tee da, lot tee da dilly dilly die. Oh, lot tee da dilly dee da, lot tee da tee da, lot tee da dilly dilly die. There's a leprechaun in my room. He swats me with the broom. That's the reason I forget the words of a song. Oh, he shows a four-leaf clover. Before him, the song is over. He's buried it in a bowl of Lucky Charms. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie. You call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. La-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. There's a leprechaun on the floor. He says that I'm a bore. His eyes begin to glaze and he starts to yawn. Oh, he lays on down to sleep, but I can see one eye a-peeping. He's watching me with envy deep inside. And then he says to me, Irish laddie, you call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. Lot tee da dilly dee da, lot tee da tee da, lot tee da dilly dilly die. Oh, lot tee da dilly dee da, lot tee da tee da, lot tee da dilly dilly die. There's a leprechaun on the hill, and I know his gold is there, so I grab him by the neck that he gets away. Well, the pot's too heavy, he giggles, so I pinch me just a little, and he thinks I'm fooled as I run away. He says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, you call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head while my friends they chant. Let me hear you. Lot tee da dilly dee da, lot tee da tee da, lot tee da dilly dilly die. Oh, lot tee da dilly dee da, lot tee da tee da, lot tee da dilly dilly die. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, you call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides, lifts his head, and he sings along. La-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am your guide. My name is Mark Gunn, and today's show is brought to you by my gunrunners over on Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast at pubsong.net. That was The Leprechaun. It's from my CD, well, multiple CDs, actually. St. Patrick's Day songs for kids. There's the bridge and the Brobdingnagian fairy tales. So a whole bunch of CDs I've recorded that for. Probably more than that, but, you know. So, welcome! I'm doing something a little bit different today, and that is I am recording a live stream on YouTube for the Pub Songs Podcast, which is going to be coming out after this is all finished. Hopefully I don't screw up too much while I'm doing all this show, and it doesn't require so much editing. I can just post it, but we'll see how it comes out. First off, I want to let you know that my new CD, Selkuth, has met its goal, so I raised $5,000 initially. We're already about 8-9 days away from the conclusion of the Kickstarter, at which point That will be, that's at March 13th. That's the, when it ends. And we're going to see how we're doing. If we can hit that 7,500 stretch goal right now, I think we're at 6,300, maybe 6,400. If you want to support it, go to CelticMusic.org/Selkuth. I keep saying that, but I shouldn't. I should just say go to KeltFather.net. That will get you there for sure. So, well, pupsong.net. But you can find out more all about that over there. I have a new single that is now up on the streaming universe. The track is Molly Malone, and it's not just me. It's me with my friend Jesse Ferguson. He is a Celtic musician out of, he's called the Bard of Cornwall. That's because he's out of Cornwall, Canada. I didn't know there was a Cornwall, Canada. It makes sense. But Jesse is, he's fantastic. He's been a part of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast for years now. And I was really happy that he was able to send some music, help me record for this single. So this is just in time for St. Patrick's Day. You can go listen to it over and over and over again. What else? New stories from the road. This is my podcast exclusively for patrons of mine and part of the Gunrunners Club. And I have three tracks that are up there. Number one, you can get a new rough cut that I did for the In the Verse podcast. It's called Naked, and it's an early version. I've rewritten most of the lyrics, but still you can hear the early version. Cat Lovers podcast, I talk a little bit about that. Which is sort of back. And then Molly Malone, you can download the track if you become a Gunrunner too. There's a lot of free stuff when you become a gun, join the Gunrunners Club. And you can sign up for as long as you want. It's just $5 per month to get most of the incredible content that you'll find. So it's awesome. There is a new episode of In the Verse podcast, which is why I put out the track Naked, because it was inspired by the episode Trash. And so go check that out. The Celt Father Monthly podcast. Yes, I do have another podcast that I put out. I started off as just posting it over on Patreon. Then one day I was like, why don't I just share this to, like, you know, my Celt Father music and travel podcast? Because, well, I don't use that anymore. So I'm using it. Find the notes. Go to KeltFather.com. I think you can subscribe for that. Again, all that. links. There's links, all that at PubSong. .net, so go there. And if you want, oh, there's a new video also. I posted a video, so I do every year I do my Celtic Invasion vacations, and I'm finally posting some videos from the past. The one I posted yesterday was a video of Dom Duff singing one of his songs. It was from my Celtic Invasion of Brittany in Carnac, France. So it's fantastic, and I highly recommend you go check it out. There is a free CD offer in the show notes. Go to pubsong.net. You can head on over to the show notes or .com. Either will get you there. And if you want more free MP3s, more free music, the free CD is my CD. The free MP3s are part of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, because every year I do something called 17 Free Celtic MP3s for St. Patrick's Day. And the latest one is coming up. This Thursday, there's an episode, St. Patrick's Day 17, where you can hear all the tracks, and then you can download all of them next week, so stay tuned for that. And finally, as far as news goes, I have been updating my Irish Song Lyrics website, and lyrics in general. So right now, you'll be able to find... Well, I say lyrics in general because I had an email yesterday, someone saying, I want to play your songs, but can you send me your chords? And I'm like, well, I've been meaning to do this for a while, so sure. So now you can play along and find the chords as well as the lyrics on my website. Jedi Drinking Song Prequel is one of the songs. Bring Me Home, Boys. Freedom Costs. Doctor of Gallifrey, I'll Tell My Ma, Serenity Valley Waltz, and the Mingalay Boat Song. All of those are on one of my websites. You can follow the link in the show notes, as always. All right, let's play some music. This is from my CD, Irish Drinking Songs, The Cat Lover's Companion, as well as St. Patrick's Day Songs for Kids. It's a great Irish street song. It's called I'll Tell My Ma. I'll tell my ma when I get home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. I'll put My hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Albert Moon says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for. They knock at the door and the ring at the bell saying, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Morrissey says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the roving eye. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Hail blow high and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she gets home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney that she loves still. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? All right, pub chat, you can chat in the pub. Please send me your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the Pub Songs podcast? Send a written comment along with any pictures to mark at markgun.com. Use the hashtag pubsongs in the subject of your email or somewhere in the email so that I know it's for this podcast. So go do that first and foremost. If you have any comments, since we're on YouTube, you could also post a comment over there and maybe I will include it in the show next week. Because I will be back next week to doing another one of these shows. All right, we have I got several emails that I'm going to read to you right now. Janine Rinker emailed, "Hi Mark, I started looking for Celtic music online because my philosophy professor claimed that Irish music is mainly drinking and fighting songs. It isn't all. Anyway, after listening to the same songs by the same group several times, I got the idea of just skipping several pages of search and found your music. I generally listen to the Pub Songs podcast when I'm typing homework of some sort. I'm an adjunct professor at a community college and something of a chronic student, although sometimes I'm playing games on Facebook instead. You've gotten my family watching Firefly, and I gave some of your CDs as Christmas gifts to a friend who likes cats but doesn't have any of her own. Thanks for the bonus Christmas CDs you sent. If you're not familiar with them, let me suggest Woods Tea Company and Cahill Dune as other groups whose music you might want to play. Both have some songs where the audience is encouraged to sing the chorus. Woods Tea Company has a variety of songs, but The Side of the Sea is an album specifically of Irish music. Cahill Dune is an Irishman who married an American. He plays piano and sings a variety of styles of music, including traditional Irish comedy and Western songs. I really enjoy the variety of music on your podcast and listening to your adventures." Thank you so much, Janine. Let me go through this. Yes, there is more to Irish music than the drinking songs. You know, I think when I started this podcast, I kind of assumed the same thing. You know, I was not raised on Celtic music, even though I was born on St. Patrick's Day. So this was kind of all pretty new to me. And the first album that I had was Irish drinking songs, but then I learned of a plethora of music. I mean, the Pub Songs podcast was originally because of that same idea, you know, that it's all drinking and fighting songs, but it's not. You're absolutely right. There's so much great music out there. And, you know, again, if you listen to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, which is all new music from Celtic bands around the globe, you'll find that they're writing new stuff all the time, and it's amazing. Thank you so much for buying all my music as well, too. I really appreciate that and sharing it with your friends. That is the plight of every musician, trying to get your music heard. So thank you for helping get my music heard. Oh, and I will check out those bands. If you have any, I will try to see if I can send them an email. That's the big thing. If there's a band that you want to hear on the Irish Celtic Music podcast or on this one, which occasionally I might be getting back to that, you make sure you drop them an email, tell them to submit music at 4kelts.com. That's the number 4kelts.com. James H. emailed, "Hi Mark, thanks for sending me the freebies." He subscribed to my mailing list. You get some free music, a free album, in fact. another way of getting free music from me. There's a whole bunch of ways, isn't there? I'm listening to Star of the County Down, but not sure how to download the songs. I can usually right-click and save target as, however, that's saving the HTM. It is only intended to listen on my computer. We live, really quick, the music that you download, you can download it specifically. I know there's two ways to get this free album that he would have gotten. And I think I have two ways for you to download it. One is through a Google Drive, and the other is through Bandcamp. And both of those are ways to get it and stream it or download it to your computer. I don't know if I can help you right now to figure out how to do that. But we live in Modesto, California. We're Christian Baptist, and our church is in Stockton. I found you through an Android podcast player, although most of my regular podcasts are on my iPhone. I like to bring my tablet, Android, on long trips to visit my daughters in college in Southern California. My wife and daughters all play violin, and my daughters played, still one daughter in it, the Modesto Youth Symphony Orchestra. They have played concerts in Canada, Austria, and the Czech Republic. My oldest loves anything Celtic and would probably want to live in Ireland. My dad's side of the family is from County Cork and County Clare, and my mom's side came over on the Mayflower. Thanks again I'm enjoying your podcast. Thank you so much, James. That's fantastic. I'm glad you are enjoying the show. I do know that there are the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast has a couple, what are they called? Apps that you can listen to music. I don't think I have one currently for the Pub Songs Podcast. I had one that came up years ago. Mark Gunn Celtic Music is on Amazon. I don't know if it's still functional. My friend who was working with it, I just wasn't doing much to update it, so kind of fell on the wayside. I know Libsyn offers the ability for you to get apps, and if there's enough interest, maybe that could happen. Maybe I should set that as a goal, a milestone for my Patreon page, so that I could get an app for the Pub Songs podcast as well. That might not be a bad idea. Albert D. It's always awesome to hear where people are coming from. So I got more about that in a moment. Albert D. emailed, "Hi, Mark. I love your shows. I love your music. Keep up the great work. It's awesome that the next few months are looking busier than ever than you've been in years. Long overdue. Congrats and good luck. Could you please tell me what Coffee with the Celt Father is all about? Thank you for your time and peace with you. God bless you in peace." Thank you, Albert. First off, yes, I have so many shows. I'm booked up through May or June. I can't remember. If you include the Celtic Invasion, I'm pretty much booked up through June. Which means I can start working on other venues. One of my big goals was to find other venues, new venues to play in. And I haven't really researched those. I found a few solid ones locally and haven't really tried to reach out after that. So yes, I will have more to come. I have a new gig that I haven't put on my calendar too. I think it's in Tennessee, so stay tuned for that. As for Coffee the Celt Father, this is basically sort of what I'm doing right now. Actually, it's different. Coffee the Celt Father is a live streaming video show. It's where I basically busk every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I'm in season 4 or 5, I forget which. I've been doing this for a few years now, where I'm just sitting out there playing songs, hopefully, making a few tips, not necessarily that, or maybe new patrons of my music. But basically, yeah, I focus on just playing songs for you. And it is over on Facebook, not here on YouTube, I should point out. So the YouTube shows typically are like once a month I'll do something here. This is sort of an exception because I was thinking, well, if I'm going to do a Pub Songs podcast, maybe I should also stream it because right now I'm doing it live, and this would probably make better entertainment than say, when I was, having bands on there and playing music that way. I don't know. You tell me. What do you think of this podcast? Let me know. Finally, Alan Marcotte emailed, "Hi, Mark. I heard your song Kilty Pleasure about taking pride in your Scottish heritage and wearing of the kilt. I am not of Scot or Irish descent, But the song spoke to me. My dad was an American of French-Canadian extraction, but my mom was German from the old country. She came to this country about 4 years ago, before I was 4 years before I was born. Growing up, I was aware of my French-Canadian heritage, but I was very aware of my German heritage. I listened to traditional German music, and still do, though I don't speak the lingo and understand all the songs. My diet is heavily influenced by German cooking. I even make my own sauerkraut from scratch. Yum. It becomes very prominent at Christmas, a tradition of celebrating Advent, the visit from St. Nicholas on the 6th of December, and to me there's nothing prettier than Silent Night sung in German. Looking forward to the new album. What is that? I'm drawing a blank on what Silent Night is in German. Nicht. Nicht is German, as night in German. Thank you, Alan. Yes, you know, I would really love to know right now, if you want something to email me about for the pub chat, I would like to know what your Celtic heritage, what your heritage is. Not necessarily Celtic, because I have found, as I play music, that a lot of the people who listen to my music, they're not necessarily Celts. We've fallen in love with Celtic music, but they're not necessarily of Celtic heritage. I feel like similar in this respect. Gunn is a Scottish surname, but I didn't know about my Irish heritage until, you know, much later in life. Didn't quite click. Nevertheless, I was still born on St. Patrick's Day, so I have this very strange relationship with Celtic music, and I was like, well, I'm Scottish, and therefore Celtic music, and blah, blah, blah. But nevertheless, I feel like you. I feel like, you know, I was never a part of a Celtic community growing up. I was part of a folk community. You know, my dad was big into folk music. But the Celtic community, not so much. And now I have other people. You know, I know my friends Jan and Jim. They are, you know, love my music, and they are not of Celtic heritage, born of Celtic heritage rather. But they are, you know, Celts in my book. So let me know, what is your heritage? Email me mark@markgunn.com, hashtag pubsongs. Let's get back to singing a new song. And so, of course, I have a new CD. It's called Selkuth, which means when everything is strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And which could be Celtic music for those of us who are not of Celtic heritage. So it's very appropriate, I guess. But the album is about experiencing and challenging us to experience our diversity, the different aspects of life and culture. And, you know, I have a little bit of traditional Irish music, but I fuse it with my love of science fiction and fantasy, called sci-fi-irish music. The song that I'm going to sing is neither. The song was co-written with my wife, Gwen. She is a genetic counselor, which nice feedback from the heritage comment. What is your heritage? She asked me if I could write a song for the genetic counseling program when she graduated, and I said sure, and then I didn't do it, and then she and I ended up writing this song. It is the genetic counseling song, and it will be on the new CD, Selkuth. If you'd like to kickstart it, please help me out. Again, head on over to KeltFather.net. You'll find a link that goes to the Kickstarter. Ask you questions to build your pedigree. You share half-siblings in your history. Running short on white out, but I've got to correct. Your brother is stepmother, I don't need to connect. Ancestry, birth defects, disabilities. I'm putting the final touch on your family tree. 4 generations in, and I just about lost it when you said, by the way, does it matter that I'm adopted? Genetic counselors, genetic what? Genetic counselors, let us look into your genes. Fish and Snips or Raisin West will teach you what it means. Set up your appointment for genetic counseling. Friday afternoon, but I'm here working late. insurance warrior with letters to write, benefits, investigations, medical necessity, pre-authorizations. The paperwork piles with each case I complete. It's up to me to get the testing that I need. So I keep color coding, stacking and sorting. How time has flown. Oh, look, it's Monday morning. Genetic counselors. Genetic what? Genetic counselors, let us look into your genes. Fish and Schnitzel or Raisin West will teach you what it means. Set up your appointment for genetic counseling. I pick up the phone on the second ring. DTC testing, it's my favorite thing. But I hear them out, I assess their risk. But every word I say is missed. They fill my brain with questions. I groan in despair because they read about it on a blog somewhere. Keeping my patience is oh so hard. It's just another case of MTHFR. Genetic counselor. Genetic what? Genetic counselor, let us look into your genes. Fish and Schnitzel or Raisin West will teach you what it means. Set up your appointment for genetic counseling. Fish and Schnitzel or Raisin West will teach you what it means. Set up your appointment for genetic counseling. All right. Stories from the road. One of the other songs I have planned for the Selkuth is a song called Serenity Valley Waltz. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that today for Stories from the Road. Serenity Valley Waltz was a song that I wrote for the In the Verse podcast. It was actually the very first song I wrote for the In the Verse podcast. This is a podcast I'm doing with Mikey Mason. And what we are doing is basically we're rewatching old episodes of Firefly. And then we're writing songs inspired by themes that we got out of each episode. There's a lot of different themes that come out of it. They're really good at being on target, but there's a lot of different ways to take songs. And so this song, while I don't think it fit the actual theme of the episode, it was very inspired for me. And it was the reason I was like, well, this is going to be a fun project doing this podcast with Mikey, because all of a sudden I was writing some really fantastic songs. And a lot of these will end up, several of these actually, will end up on the album, on the CD, Selkuth. Serenity Valley Waltz is a song. Basically what I was doing is I was trying to imagine what it was like. There's that scene in the first episode of Firefly when Malcolm Reynolds, you know, they're in the middle of Serenity Valley and people are dying left and right, and the air support is supposed to be coming in, and then finds out that they're not. And Malcolm Reynolds is standing there with this look of horror, and they realize that their troops are pulling out and they're told to put down their guns and surrender. And he's looking up in disbelief. He's like, what just happened here? And then, of course, one of the guys next to him gets shot and he falls dead. And I think from what I read about Serenity Valley, supposedly, like, I think 2/3 of the independents who fought in the battle ended up dying. So that means that, Wash, you think about it, Wash and Zoe, four of their friends died. You know, that people that they knew really well. Four of their friends would have died that were really close to, you know. That's intense. You know, it's traumatic, you know, to experience that level of defeat and trauma. So I wanted to write a song for these soldiers who survived. But I realized, though, also that it's not just a song about soldiers who survived. It's about trauma. It's about, you know, no matter what kind of trauma you might have experienced in your life, wouldn't it be nice to have a song that said, it's okay. And here's how you move past, move on, or at least, you know, survive for another day. I think about the second verse. Where's the lyrics for this? By the way, you can get the lyrics over on my website. You can find it in the show notes. But there's a verse. I felt the sadness that you caused when you exposed all my flaws and treated my fears as unreal. There's truth in your lies, so much hurt as I cried when you left my soul scarred and unhealed. And it just left me, this verse in particular stood out to me because it's about not being believed, you know, that things, how bad things ultimately are. And you want to move past, you want to move past it, but you can't. And it doesn't help when people don't believe you. And so, you know, the final verse, of course, goes into each day that I rise, I look up in the skies and I'm grateful my family's with me. But still I wait for the dawn and I struggle to go on, so I pray for serenity. And that line, that verse in particular, strikes me as the, you know, and how do you move past? Well, the song is sort of the way to do that, to offer a little bit of solace for people who have suffered, to help you find your happy place. This is called Serenity Valley Waltz. There's a place that I go when I'm feeling low, and a battle is raging in my head. It dries up my tears and holds back the fears, gives me strength to face what's ahead. Serenity Valley Waltz, when I'm feeling like everything's lost. Blaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my thoughts. I felt the sadness that you caused when you exposed all my flaws and treated my fears as unreal. There is truth in your lie, so much hope as I cried when you left my soul scarred and unhealed. Serenity Valley Waltz, when I'm feeling like everything's lost. My heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my faults. In the skies, I'm grateful my family's with me. Still I wait for the dawn and I struggle to go on, so I pray for serenity. Serenity Valley Waltz, when I'm feeling like everything lost. My heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my faults. Serenity Valley Waltz, when I'm feeling like everything's lost. My heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my faults. If you enjoyed this episode of Stories from the Road, join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. You get first access to new music, and once a week, you will enjoy a very personal look at thoughts and stories behind the songs. Your support pays for the production and promotion of the podcast, and it pays for my time in producing it, and you get it all for just $5 a month. Special thanks to our newest patrons, Jason D., Karen C., Max M., Leslie M., Tim S., and Sarah C. Thank you so much for all your support. I really appreciate it. Upcoming shows. I'm going to try to do a little quick tuning while I, if I can find what I do with my tuning wrench. I found it. So, like I said, I have a whole bunch of shows that are coming up in the days to come. So, I am going to share some of those right now. This Saturday, I am performing at the Lost Druid Brewery in Decatur, Georgia, or Avondale Estates, I guess it actually is. Not far from Decatur. This is at 7:30 p.m. I probably started a little bit early, so come out for that. Next Thursday, the 12th, I will be playing a St. Patrick's Day internet concert right here on YouTube. So come join me for that. That is at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I should put that on in the show notes too. Eastern. then Interstellar Ginger Beer. I'm heading to... the following weekend is St. Patrick's Day weekend. You know, it's the weekend before St. Patrick's Day, which is on a Tuesday this year. And my plan is to go there to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And we're going to be doing Interstellar Ginger Beer and Exploration Company in Alabaster, Alabama on Friday the 13th. Ooh, Friday the 13th. I didn't realize that. And on Saturday, I'll be at St. Patrick's Day in Five Points. They have a big stage this year, so I'm looking forward to playing music on their big stage. And the following weekend, I'll be at Concoction in Cleveland, Ohio. And then a Thursday, I'll be at Thursday the 26th, I'll be at Tucker Brewing Company in Tucker, Georgia. And then the first couple weekends of April, I'll be at Sherwood Forest Fair in Texas. So if you want to catch some fun music, come join me. Let me do a quick finish up here, and there we go. All right. And of course, every Wednesday, thunk, thunk. And of course, every Wednesday is Coffee with the Kelp Father on Facebook. Come join me. And you can also join me on a Celtic Invasion vacation. I take a small group of people to Celtic places. Well, actually, not even Celtic places. This year, we're going to Venice, Italy. Just because I love it, and it's gorgeous. And it's not necessarily about where we go. It's about who we go with. It's about celebrating Celtic culture together. So I'm going to finish up with one final song. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Pub Songs podcast. If you did, again, head on over to pubsong.net to subscribe. You can also support the artists who support the podcast, buy the music and merch. You can follow me on Spotify and just let me know how you're doing. And of course, what's your heritage? Post a comment in the show notes, or email me, mark@markgun.com. I do have a CD called Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. It is a pet project of mine. In fact, I have a follow-up CD called Whiskers in the Jar. And I'm going to sing the track that started it all off, a track called Wild Kitty. This is Wild Kitty. Well, I've been a wild kitty for many's the year, and I found a nice pub that serves milk mixed with beer. Well, this makes me quite happy, so I'll purr with galore, for I never will be a wild kitty no more. And it's no, nay, never.
Meow, 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 meow.
Nay, never no more.
Meow, meow.
Will I be a wild kitty? No, never no more. It began at an alehouse while hunting for fish. The back door was left open, some food they'd not miss. Well, the landlord, he caught me and took me out back, and he said, if you're good, I'll bring that for to laugh. And it's no, nay, never.
Meow, 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 meow.
Nay, never, no more.
Meow, meow.
Will I be a wild kitty?
Meow.
No, never, no more. Well, the landlord came back with some milk from the bar, but he thought it'd be cute to add whiskey from the jar. He laid it for me, I sniffed cautiously, and I lapped the milk down and passed out his knee. And it's no, nay, never, and he never no more will I be a wild kitty. No, never no more. Well, the landlord, he took me inside to take care. When I awoke, I refused to drink milk without beer. So now every night I stumble galore. I don't land on my feet, but I'm wild no more. And it's no, nay, never,
meow, 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 meow,
never no more,
meow, meow,
will I be a wild kitty. No, never, no more. And it's no, nay, never,
meow, 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 meow,
never no more,
meow, meow,
will I be a wild kitty. No, never, no more. The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or my website where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcast special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub. Go to pubsong.net. Sláinte.